Welcome to Torati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Mem Dalet. It begins, Lamanatzeach Livnei Korach Maskil, to the lead singer of the sons of Korach, a Maskil. There's a lot of emotion in this mizmor, and a lot of harsh imagery in the mizmor titled A Maskil, Something to Teach Us. It begins with a remembrance of things past, and in the end, it is a call to Hashem to help us once again. In between, we find elements of complaint, a tluna, and prayer, tefillah. It begins with stories of the past, stories that we have heard from Avotenu, our ancestors. We heard how they inherited the land of Israel because of all you, Hashem, did for them. Ki lo vechar bam yarshu aretz uzro'am lo hoshia lamo, ki mincha uzro'acha ve'or panecha ki ritzitam. Not by their swords did they win the land, nor did their arms bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, the light of your face, for you showed them favor. Hashem, in other words, you helped us vanquish our enemies. Pasuk Vav, Bechad Sarenu Ninageach Beshimcha Navus Komenu. Through you we will gore our foes, in your name trample our adversaries. It was not our power or our might that led us to victory. Pasuk Zayin, Ki lo vekashti yeftach v'charbi lo tishieni. I do not place my trust in my bow. It is not my sword that will bring me victory. And because of all that you have done, Hashem, belokim hilalnu chol hayom, v'shimcha leolam nodeh selah. In God we glory all day long, and we will ever praise your name, selah. But there always seems to be a but. And the but here is that while we heard of what you, Hashem, did for us, that isn't the case right now. The days of glory are only something we hear about because, Pasuk Yud, Afzanachta v'tachlimenu v'lotitze b'tzivotenu. You have forsaken us and disgraced us. You no longer accompany our armies. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Tishivenu achor minei tzar. You make us retreat before foes. Yud Bet, Titnenu ketzon ma'achal. You have allowed us to be devoured like sheep. Yud Dalet, Tesimenu cherpa lishchinenu, la'ag v'cheles l'svivotenu. You have made us the scorn of our neighbors, the laughingstock of those around us. Tetvav, Tesimenu mashal b'goyim, a cautionary tale among the nations. In spite of our current circumstances, however, we have not forsaken you, Hashem, nor have we abandoned your breed. Yudchet, Kolzot ba'atanu v'lo shechachnucha v'lo shikarnu b'britecha. All this has befallen us, but we have not forsaken you. We have not betrayed your covenant, which you, Hashem, would know since Chavbet halo Elokim yachakar zot, ki hu yodea ta'alumot lev. Would God fail to discover this, for he knows the secrets of the heart. Our situation now is not good. Chav Gimel, ki alecha horagnu chol hayom nechshevanu kitzon tzivcha. For your sake, we constantly face death. We are considered mere sheep for the slaughter. Therefore, we implore you, Hashem, Pasuk Chavdalid, Ura, Lamatishan Adoshem, Hakitza Altis Nachla Netzach. Stir, why do you sleep, Lord? Rouse yourself, do not forsake us forever. Chavhei, Lamafa Nechatastir, Tishkach Onyenu Velachatzenu. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our suffering and misery? And finally, Chavzayin, Kuma Ezrata Lanu Ufdenu Leman Chastecha. Arise to help us, redeem us for the sake of your loyalty. The mizmor is a cri de coeur, a cry from the heart, and it is very personal. The mizmor shifts from the first person singular to the first person plural. Sometimes the mishorer is talking about himself, and sometimes the collective we, all of Am Yisrael. As in Pasuk Bet, Bo'ozneinu shamanu avotenu sipulanu, we heard with our ears, our ancestors told us. And in contrast, Pasuk, Hey, Atahu Malki Elokim, you, Hashem, are my king. We hear lots of voices in this mizmor. The reverential voices of what our fathers told us. The mocking voices of our enemies, La'ag v'kelis l'svivotenu, because we were the laughingstock of those around us. We hear a lot of commands in this mizmor, and we might even ask, by what right do B'nai Korach command Hashem to do things? For example, Pasuk Hey, Tzave Yeshuot Yaakov, command victory for Yaakov. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Ura, Lama Tishan Adoshem, Hakitza Altis Nach Lanetzach. Stir, why do you sleep, Lord? Rouse yourself, do not forsake us forever. And in the last pasuk, Kuma Isratal Lanu, Uftenu Leman Chastecha, arise to help us, redeem us for the sake of your loyalty. We remember the past where we basked in your favor, Hashem. Pasuk Dalid, V'or Panecha Ki Ritzitam, the light of your face showed us favor. And we bemoan the current state of Hester Panim, Chafhei, Lama Fanecha Tastir, why do you hide your face? Was there a specific event for which this mizmor was composed? Rav Yaakov Meidan of Yeshivat Haritzion believes it refers to Chorban Shiloh, the time when Shiloh was destroyed, shortly following when Eli commanded to bring the Aron out to fight against the Plishtim. It was ultimately when he was killed, he died, and his two sons, and the Aron was taken into captivity, and it marked the end of a religious center in Shiloh, where the Mishkan and the Aron would be separated until David brings them together in Yerushalayim. Certainly, after that time, it would be a remembrance of things past. Rav Yoel ben Nun believes it refers to Galut Ashur in the days of Ahaz and Chizkiyahu, where the northern kingdom was sent into exile by Ashur, and where Ashur almost but not quite destroyed Yerushalayim. We can imagine the people who were exiled from the northern kingdom remembering the times when. Rav Hirsch believes that the language evokes the time after Chorban Bayit Sheni. And, really, it can be all of the above. And because it can be all of the above, I also think of the following when I read this Pasuk Yudbet, Titnenu Kitzon Ma'achal Uvagoyim Zeritanu, you've allowed us to be devoured like sheep and scattered among nations. I have images of cattle cars that come to mind, and the people in them who were scrunched together like cattle, like sheep. Tikmkor amcha belohon veloribita b'mechirehem, selling your people for next to nothing, making no profit from their sale. And I think of the rooms in Yad Vashem where they have piles of shoes and of hair. And in more current times, I think of the ongoing terror attacks that still strike us for no other reason than we are Jews. And if B'nai Korach were allowed to challenge Hashem, then perhaps we can, echoing their words, Kuma Isratal Lanu, Hashem, arise, help us, Uftenu Leman Chasdecha, redeem us for the sake of your loyalty. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sarah Bat Chaim Leib.